Today we're taking an old-school DNB breakbeat, warping it properly in Ableton Live 12, and moving it from session view into arrangement view to build a riser that actually feels musical. And that's the key idea here. We are not just making a generic whoosh or a noise sweep, we're pulling the tension straight out of the break itself. That means the build keeps the track's DNA, keeps the groove alive, and still gives you that proper pre-drop lift you want in Jungle, Rollers, Darker Halftime, or Neuro-Influenced DNB. So let's jump in. Start in session view with a clean break loop. A 2-bar or 4-bar old-school break works best here. Something with a strong snare identity, like an Amen-style loop or anything in that classic Jungle family. Open the clip in clip view and turn warp on. This part matters a lot. If the clip is a full break and you want it to stay rich while stretched, Complex Pro can work well. If you're chopping it more aggressively and want the transients to snap, Beats Mode is usually the better move. Set the seg BPM correctly first, before you start doing anything fancy. Then line up the main anchor points, especially the snare and kick-snare relationship. Don't get obsessed with every tiny ghost note yet. With old-school breaks, the listener forgives a little micro-timing variation as long as the backbeat still hits with authority. That's a good teacher tip right there. In this kind of material, the snare relationship is usually more important than perfect microscopic alignment. If the break still feels like a real drummer, you're in the right zone. Now, before we build the riser, we need performance control. Session view is perfect for that. Duplicate the break or split it into a few playable versions. For example, make one clip with the full groove, one with a filtered version, one with snare-heavy fragments, and maybe one with a reverse tail or fill. This gives you a decision-making space. You can try different fragments, different energy levels, and different trigger points before you commit anything to arrangement view. Think like a performer first, and an editor second. If you want to keep it even more flexible, you can also load the break into simpler in slice mode and trigger slices from MIDI. That's a great workflow too, but for this lesson we're keeping the focus on session view performance first so we can record a real build gesture. Now let's add the riser chain. On the break track, load up a simple but effective effects chain. Auto filter, saturator, reverb, delay, and utility. Start with auto filter. Use a low-pass filter, usually 24 dB if you want that classic build-up feel. Then automate the cutoff from somewhere around 200 Hz up to 8 or 12 kHz over the course of the build. Add a little resonance, maybe in the 10 to 25% range, but don't overcook it unless you want that sharp whistling tension right at the end. Next, add saturator. Keep it moderate. A few dB of drive is often enough. Turn soft clip on if you want the break to get denser and nastier without completely flattening the transients. In DNB, this is a really nice way to make the build feel more urgent without just making it louder. Then add reverb. Keep it subtle at first. A dry slash wet around 8 to 20% is a good starting point, and you can push it wetter if this is a breakdown heavy section. Decay time can sit anywhere from around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds depending on how long you want the tail to bloom. Pre-delay is useful too, because it preserves attack and stops the whole thing from turning into mush. If you want the tail to move a little more, add delay as well. Short sync times like 1/8, 3/16, or 1/4 can be effective. Keep feedback controlled, and keep the dry slash wet low unless the final hit is meant to bloom dramatically. Finish the chain with utility. This is where you can manage width and keep the transition club friendly. If the build needs to open up, widen only the top layer. Keep the low end stable and centered. In DNB, that mono compatibility is not optional. If the riser sounds huge in headphones, but falls apart in mono, it's going to betray you on a big system. Now comes the fun part. Shaping the actual rise in session view. Use clip envelopes or device automation to create a real phrase. Don't just draw one long sweep and call it a day. Make it musical. Let the first half of the build stay a bit drier and more rhythmic. Then bring in more brightness, more saturation, and more space in the final moments. For example, over 2 or 4 bars, you could let the filter open gradually, increase resonance near the end, add a small drive boost in the final bar, and bring in more reverb on the last half bar or final beat. That contrast is what makes the transition feel alive. And this is really important. If the riser feels weak, the fix is not always add more effects. Often the fix is better contrast. Leave the first half drier. Make the last moment sharper. Give the ear a bigger difference between before and after. You can also automate pitch for extra lift. Try transposing the final fragment up a semitone or two, or even 5 or 7 semitones briefly, if you want a more dramatic climb. Just be careful. If you push the pitch too far and the brake loses its body, it can start feeling flimsy. The rhythmic DNA still needs to be there. Now we're ready to perform. Arm arrangement record and trigger the clips in a musical way. Start with the full brake or the filtered version, then shift into a tighter fragment after a bar, then bring in the snare-heavy slice near the end, and finish with the reverb-head tail or the brightest version right before the drop. This is the moment where Session View becomes a performance capture tool. It's not just about loop playback anymore. You're actually playing the build. Once it's recorded into Arrangement View, you get precision. That's where you tighten everything up. Trim loose tails. Line the final hit exactly on the downbeat. Add fades where needed so you don't get clicks. Then use automation lanes for smooth curves instead of abrupt jumps. In Arrangement View, the main automation targets are the auto filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, delay feedback, utility gain or width, and possibly EQ 8 if the riser is muddy. If the low mids are getting crowded, high pass the riser somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. If the brake feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more air, a gentle shelf around 6 to 10 kHz can help. One nice DNB move here is to leave a tiny gap, a stop, or a sharp cut right before the downbeat. That little breath makes the drop feel much bigger. Sometimes the hardest hit comes from a moment of restraint. Now let's make it wider and more interesting by layering. Duplicate the break to another audio track and process it differently. Keep one layer as the body layer. That one carries the rhythm, the midrange, and the break's identity. Keep it mostly centered and relatively dry. Then make a second layer, the air layer. High pass it more aggressively, push the filter higher, add more reverb, maybe a bit more delay, and widen it slightly with utility. This gives you that top-end lift without cluttering the low end. This kind of split is really useful in DNB because it keeps the transition clear. One layer gives you groove, the other gives you lift. Together they sound bigger, but they don't step on the sub. At this point, you can consolidate or resample the final riser and print it into a clean clip. That's a great finishing move because it lets you commit to the sound and stop endlessly tweaking. And honestly, committing is part of the workflow here. A slightly imperfect live move often feels more exciting than a perfectly sterile automation lane. Capture the musical gesture first, then clean it up just enough so it lands properly in the arrangement. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overwarp the break until the swing disappears. Keep the snare and kick relationship strong, or the whole thing loses its identity. Second, don't let too much low end into the riser. The sub should stay separate. If the build is muddy, the drop won't hit as hard. Third, don't make it too much like an EDM noise sweep. The break itself should be the main event. Fourth, don't drown it in reverb too early. Keep the first half readable, then let the space bloom later. And fifth, always check mono compatibility. White is great, but disappearing in mono is not. If you want a darker or heavier finish, there are some great extra moves. A touch of parallel distortion can add grit without destroying the punch. Very light frequency shifter on the air layer can create a metallic unease. A reverse reverb or reverse tail before the downbeat can make the drop feel brutal. And if you want extra tension, let the filter open, then briefly fake it out before the real impact lands. That fake-out move is nasty in a good way. It makes the listener think the drop is about to arrive, then delays the payoff, just enough to make the actual hit feel bigger. Here's a solid practice exercise. Make two versions of the same break-based riser. Version 1. A two-bar jungle-style rise. Use the full break, automate the filter from low to high, add light saturation and a short reverb, then record it into Arrangement View before the drop. Version 2. A one-bar darker roller-style rise. Use only the snare and hat fragments, high pass it more aggressively, add a bit more resonance and a shorter delay throw, and end with a hard cut or reverse tail into the downbeat. Then compare them. Which one builds more anticipation? Which one leaves more space for the sub? Which one feels more DJ-friendly? That comparison is huge, because it teaches you that the best riser is not always the biggest one. Indeed, NB, the best transition is often the one that keeps the drums recognizable while still making the drop feel inevitable. So to wrap it up, start with an authentic old-school break in Session View, warp it cleanly, chop it into playable fragments, build the tension with stock Ableton devices, automate the phrase and stages, then record and refine it in Arrangement View. Keep the low end clean, keep the movement musical, and let the break itself do the heavy lifting. That's how you make a riser that feels like part of the track instead of an afterthought. Now go build one, and make that break climb.